Hello and welcome to the Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, with me, Shefali Shah, a listening and spoken language CERT AVT professional. As the excitement around the birth of your little one subsides, the reality of raising this little being can be both exhausting and bewildering. What do you even say to this little person? So if you're wondering how your baby or young child learns to talk or will learn to talk, this Sound Steps podcast is for you. Yes, these conversations are rooted in my practice with babies and young children who are deaf or hard of hearing and the families who raise them to listen, learn and talk via auditory verbal therapy. However, they are equally applicable to all young children developing early and fluent spoken language because auditory verbal therapy is modeled on natural patterns of development. So come have a listen. As heartening as it is to observe our auditory verbal children listen and chatter in the quiet, secure spaces of our therapy settings, we must be cognizant of the reality that the hustle and bustle of life is noisy. So welcome to this episode on noisy spaces. 90% of deaf or hard of hearing children are born to hearing parents who have little or no knowledge of deafness. Understandably, many of these families want to raise their child who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn to talk via listening alone, just like they did. Sophisticated hearing technology and the early identification of hearing loss make this possible. The Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, shares conversations that I've coached parents through to facilitate their deaf or hard of hearing child achieving his developmental milestones and smoothing out bumps along the way, all of which are so essential to bringing your child who is deaf or hard of hearing to age-appropriate or ahead-of-age development, ready to graduate from early intervention services. This show culminates in celebrating the accomplishments of these energetic teenagers and emerging adults as they revel in the abundant choices that have opened up for them as a result of being able to participate in a hearing world. So come have a listen and experience the joy of raising a baby who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn, think and talk via listening alone, via auditory verbal therapy, knowing that with early identification, sophisticated modern hearing technology and appropriate services, your child too can enjoy life in all its fullness, free of limitations. So welcome. The show notes below following each episode with their top tips and timestamps allow you to revisit these conversations. And if you need my help in any way, the links given below will help you reach me. And don't forget to look at the show notes below for resources on this topic. Listening in quiet provides children who are deaf or hard of hearing the best listening opportunities. This is because quiet spaces make it possible for the child to receive a clear speech signal. And all children speak as they hear. As I made the point in episode 18 of Clear Speech, muddy in, muddy out. If we want our child who is deaf or hard of hearing to talk clearly, she must hear clearly. And in order for her to hear clearly, the speech signal must be one that is received in quiet and conditions that support listening. The presence of noise interferes with our receiving a clear speech signal, requiring us to pay closer attention. And over several hours, this gets tiring. No wonder all children, when they come back from school, are exhausted. Imagine how much more attention our child who was deaf or hard of hearing must have to pay. And imagine how much more exhausting that is. School settings get noisy, as do playgrounds, malls, and arcades, presenting challenging listening conditions for our children who are deaf or hard of hearing. One of the dads in my in-person practice at Soundsteps sums it up very succinctly. So have a listen.
First of all, we need to understand, like, every technology has its limitations. Similarly, hearing aids is also is a technology which is useful for a hard of hearing child till a particular level. It does provide the benefits of hearing through amplification, but after a certain point, the benefits just cannot be enhanced to give near natural hearing.
Why is it important to have near natural hearing?
Child does not simply learn how to talk based on one-on-one conversations. The response of a child when the parents speak to him in the house or during a therapy session, those are not normal situations. Real life situations are school, at a restaurant, when there's someone on the table beside you having a conversation. Things like overhearing. And after being implanted, sitting here today, I can surely say that the difference in language or the progress in development of language in my child has been substantially different than what it was when she was wearing only hearing aids.
What is the excitement about?
The excitement is basically she is a happier child, first of all. She is more social than what she was earlier. Kids can be pretty mean at times when, you know, constantly they are asked to repeat. Or if a child goes, huh, what? Now when I see my child at a birthday party, which is a very, very loud environment, and she's at ease, conversing, shouting, screaming, singing, it just shows what differences make. That's the excitement. What more does a parent want?
So you may wonder, why have I created this episode on noisy spaces? The important thing to understand is that noise detracts from the speech signal, and it makes it that much more difficult for our child to listen, to understand what is said, and then to be able to imitate such that it is intelligible. So when you are looking for schools to place your child who is deaf or hard of hearing, or when you are looking for school placement for a child with typical hearing, look for school settings that have smaller class sizes, fewer children, and quieter spaces. Because fewer children in a class and quiet spaces are more supportive listening and therefore learning environments.
Because in school, the challenge is that, of course, the noise and the listening in distance. So it's hard for you to really monitor that. But would you know if, you know, they must be playing games on the playground, right?
Yeah, they do.
Do they, you know, the rules change, games change. Does he follow that kind of stuff?
I don't know, but we are trying to advocate more for him being able to ask if he's lost in translation sometimes.
Yeah.
So, for example, Kiana was playing, they have these games like Granny's Footsteps, or they have What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? And initially, he was just, you could see he was blatantly just looking around to see what Kiana was doing and then just kind of walking. But then actually, he's smart enough to know that there's a rule here. So then we slow him down and we said, you understand the rules? So we explain the rules from the outset. But obviously, if he's on his own, we're trying to tell him, like, if you don't understand, you must go to your friend and say, how do I play? What are the rules? And he's able to understand. If somebody talks to him one-on-one, it's if he's in the playground banter and there's lots of people talking at the same time that he would probably get lost in that conversation. So we've made it a point. I've made it a point. and making sure that if he's in a group setting, to make sure he understands what's...
I mean, even like football and stuff, if he's playing a group sport, will he be able to hear, pass it to me, and all those people shouting? And
therefore, in our auditory verbal therapy sessions, we do introduce the element of noise. And I don't want to get technical because that's something that your listener professional will take you through. But there are different grades of noise, and we practice listening through those different grades of noise so that as our child becomes a more competent listener, even in noise, we then begin to make the noisy situations even more challenging so that in the security of our therapy and home settings, our child can practice listening in noise in preparation for life that is just waiting outside. As much fun as those birthday parties are, and as excited as your child is to attend them, she must be able to cope with that level of noise. Depending on your geographical location and the nature of your school systems, it is highly recommended that you approach the schools and discuss with them how they can acoustically treat the classrooms so as to make them supportive listening conditions. Simple suggestions such as stoppers on the legs of chairs and all classroom furniture, matting or carpeting on the floor, help to muffle the clatter of typical classrooms. And of course, depending on the nature of your child's hearing device, you have different accessories which will support your child listening in noise. And of course, please do approach your child's teacher to wear an FM system so that your child is able to hear that much better, even though she may be in a noisy classroom. And this can only support her learning, which is why it is so important to manage noise. Because as our child progresses through the school system, the academic content becomes that much more challenging. And we really don't want to make things more challenging for our child by making them listen in untreated, noisy environments at school, on the playground, and in class. Think about it and speak to your audiologist about the recommendations they can make on your child's behalf. Thank you so much for your interest and time and for listening to this episode all the way to the end. The one thought that I'd like to leave you with is that noise is the reality of every child's life, and noise competes with the speech signal for our attention, which is why it is critical that families are cognizant of noise and its influence as they choose optimal amplification for their deaf or hard of hearing child, and also that in the services that they seek for their child, that the child be trained to listen in noise. Coming up on the next episode is passive listening or overhearing. Look out for it. Come have a listen. If you enjoyed this conversation and are looking to support your deaf or hard of hearing child at Soundsteps, whether in person or online with me, Shefali Shah, contact me at soundsteps.uk. If you are looking to train in auditory verbal therapy with me, via my accredited and entirely online LearnAVT course, then do contact me at learnavt.com. Until then, stay chatting with your child.